Hey everybody, welcome to March 3rd. I want to read to you a few verses out of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, but before I do that, I want you to think about people who are said to be natural athletes. I think we all know people who we look at them and everything they do athletically, they seem to be good at. And unfortunately, that's not most of us. I think of myself and my athletic endeavors, and I was a basketball player and I ran track in college for a couple years. And in track, I was very much of a natural athlete. I didn't have to try very hard. I didn't stretch before I ran. I just got up and I ran. Now, I hated it. I couldn't stand it. God did not give me a desire to do track, but it helped pay for part of my college. As far as basketball went, though, I loved basketball. I loved basketball. I was what people call a gym rat. If you were looking for me in junior high or high school or college, you would probably find me in the gym playing basketball. But I was not a natural athlete when it came to basketball. I had to spend many, many hours in the gym to be at the level that some guys were just natural at. They went and they had an ability to guard and to dribble and to play defense and play offense, and they could jump out of the gym, and all of those are things that I would look at guys and I would have a little bit of disdain for them because they never put the work in the off season. But you know, if we fast forward to athletes that are world-class athletes, far beyond anyone that I played with or far beyond what I ever reached athletically, you look at world-class athletes, and there's no such thing as a world-class athlete that doesn't have to work. I want to read to you from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 24th and 25th verse. Verse 24, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." So Paul is talking about those world-class athletes, every one of them, that runs in such a way as to get the prize. They don't go halfway. They don't go partway. They run. They leave everything on the track. But then he seems to back up a little and says everybody who competes goes into strict training. You see, that's how one becomes a world-class athlete. They go into strict training, understanding that they have a goal. And then he relates it to our faith, and he says that we are to go into strict training as believers. We call these spiritual disciplines. And the more we practice the spiritual disciplines, the more we grow in our faith and the better we become as followers of Christ. We've got to be really careful, though, not to be legalistic, not to read our Bible for the sake of getting better only or because we have to do that to be the best. We need to do it always with a heart of worship, with desiring to follow God in all that we do. So check your motives when it comes to your spiritual disciplines. Ask yourself today, have I gone into strict training? Am I running in such a way as to get a prize that will last forever? Am I storing up treasures in heaven? Not so I'll have rewards in heaven, but so that in such a way that God is using me and I'm going to leave it all here when I leave this world. That's what I want to pray with you about today. Father, you call us to go into training, to train, to be Christians who are good at following you. Lord, for those of us who are competitive, maybe spiritual disciplines are easy for us, or we do them and we set goals and we do them, but then we look back and we say, why did I do that? Did I do that to reach a goal that was my own goal? Or did I do that to reach closer to God? Understanding that heaven is the finish line. Lord, I just pray that you would help us today to look at our training regimen, to look at what we do to grow in our faith. Lord, this prayer is one way to do it. Getting into your word is so very important. As we've talked lately, talking to others about our faith is so important. Spending time in solitude is so important. There are other spiritual disciplines that we can do as we train to be better followers of Jesus. Lord, we want to do it not to bring honor to ourselves, but to bring honor to you. So God, as we look, would you remind us where we're at in our training? And Lord, just like an athlete can't make excuses, we choose to not make excuses for why we're not growing. Lord, I just pray that you would give us everything we need and then help us to understand that all we got to do is make a decision and then press on towards you, Lord. We want to grow closer to you. Would you just make so clear to us in what way you want us and desire us to do that right now and in the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.